tried to kill me!
If I tried that, your head would be splattered all over this field. Now where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I want a lawyer.
I said where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I have the right for a lawyer.
Where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I have right for a lawyer.
Now this silence was intentional. Hey everyone, welcome to Deadpan number 81. I'm your host Jack Mangan, aka the creature that William Shatner saw on the wing. Or maybe it was John Lithgow. No, not John Lithgow on the wing. Mouse click. And in 81, I was 7, and nothing that remarkable happened. I know that that's the year that Metallica formed. It's also the year that the Smurfs first appeared on our Saturday morning television sets, which could certainly have made for some interesting cross-collaborations. Am I Gargamel? Yes, I fucking am. Well, anyway, a couple of other notable things about this episode is that it's... Well, it's not an interview episode. The last three Deadpans have featured interviews. So there'll be a lot of content. A lot of your content, plus some of mine. There'll be a big announcement at the end of this episode. Finally, I've been teasing about it forever. And also, it's being recorded on Halloween night. So yes, that means that I'm into the kids' bags of Halloween candy. And so that actually brings us to the final difference between this episode and the recent Deadpans. This one will not have excessive intro babble.
SFFaudio.com. The sound of tomorrow. Explore the limitless worlds of the imagination with SFFaudio.com. Reviews and features, audiobooks, online audio, full cast audio drama and radio theater. The ultimate source for news from the world of science fiction and fantasy audio. Brought to you by the most trusted team in the business. SFFaudio.com. The future never sounded so good.
Why don't we try another position?
What position would you like? Missionary? Doggy style? Or... if you've taken a shower today, we can do 69.
Why don't we do it the deadpan way?
Deadpan? Did you say deadpan? What's that, Muffy Poo?
Oh, it's so naughty. I can't say it out loud. Here, let me whisper into your ear.
All righty.
Well, first you do this.
Oh my. Is that legal?
And then you go around and
but we don't have any sheep around here.
Oh, don't worry. We can substitute my cat, Mrs. Mittens, for that part.
The Mangan Horizontal Mambo, it is.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Oh, yes, yes.
You sexy motherfucker.
Next up on the Deadpan, an unrelated kitchen. Ooh, I'm all tingly.
Hello, Jack. Do you want to know the contents of my sandwich? Jack? I'll tell you, Jack. Corned beef brisket and pastrami, Jack. But that's not all. It has provolone, Jack. And do you know what they did to that provolone? They melted it, Jack. They melted the provolone. But they couldn't stop there. They put mayo, mustard, a Italian dressing. And Jack, do you know what that does to a sandwich? But that's not all. A dill spear, Jack, on the side. And Jack, I got the combo. I got the combo, Jack.
This is Heather Welliver. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
I want to eat you like a cannibal. I want to fuck all your stuffed animals. I want to cross your Alps like Hannibal. I want to wear you like Garanimals. I want to cancel you like Manimal. I want to snooker you like George the Animal Steel. I want to
motherfuck
you like an animal. I want to douse you like you're flammable. I want to fuck the Muppet Animal.
Fat tired.
Yeah.
Hiya, Jack. Paul Mackey. So pretty much I just wanted to correct one thing that was bugging me about the interview that we had last week, which is that you seem to come away with the impression that perhaps Jeremy and Jack in Really Big Things were in some way based upon Jeremy from Seattle and yourself. Which is not true. Jeremy, as I had said somewhere else in the interview, had been named Jeremy for quite some time since back in high school. And Jack, well, I think, I can't remember anymore, I'm a little clouded on it, but I think I came up with the name Jack before before getting Really Big Things into your realm. However, I was referring to the little ficlets that I've been doing in the nipples board, which are there occasionally, where I have the Deadpan bar owned by Jack Mangan. Well, actually, do I say Jack Mangan? Perhaps I do, perhaps I don't. And, you know, Chris working as the chef there at the bar. And, let's see, Thomas as the brewer. And I think Joe appears. Brian and Tim are there. Brian is the sheriff. And then Tim Admick, who doesn't actually come around the Deadpan much, is the deputy. So yeah, that's what I'm talking about when I say stories about my friends, what I alluded to, stories about my friends who are, you know, just slightly hyper real versions of themselves. There you go. So just thought I'd say that, and hopefully I didn't ramble as much as I did during the interview. I think I did ramble as much as I did during the interview. Well, sorry about that. Bye.
Heart, 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 heart. That was 14 times.
Stolen from the 80s.
From the 80s.
And Mr. Mangan, got you some lyrics. Fell out the back of the 80s truck.
So, she says it's time she goes, but wanted to be sure I know she hopes we can be friends. I think, yeah, I guess we can, say I, but didn't think to ask her why she blocked her eyes and drew the curtains with knots I've got yet to untie. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Heathcliff? It's no myth. Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. See, it was just too soon to tell, and looking for some parallel can be an endless game. We said goodbye before hello. My secrets, she will never know. And if I dig a hole to China, I'll catch the first junk to Soho. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Heathcliff? It's no myth. Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Sometime from now, you'll bow to pressure. Some things in life you cannot measure by degrees. I'm between the poles and the equator. Don't send no private investigator to find me, please, unless he speaks Chinese and can dance like a stare overseas. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Heathcliff? It's no myth. Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Michael Penn's no myth.
Stolen.
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day, how I feel about you, no. I can tell you how I feel about you night and day. Make it last forever, ever. Don't let our love end. Ooh, 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 oh. Let's make it last. Ooh, 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 oh. Let's make it last forever. Put on your red dress and slip on your high heels and some of that sweet perfume. It smells good on you. Fight on your lipstick and let all your hair down. Cause baby, when you get through, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show off you.
This is Brad P. from NJ and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. Oh, sorry, that wasn't deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. That's it, Ben? Thanks.
Rays. Feelings are not weakness. Emotions are not currency. Days are not refundable. Love is not a discussion. Life is not a mistake. Friends aren't obstacles. Children are not fucking weapons. Sincerity is not a concept to be manipulated or taken for granted. Time is not forgiving. I am not your enemy. The truth is unfortunate. Truth is not unfortunate. Loved ones are not there to be deceived and misled. Loved ones are not mattresses. You do not want me as an enemy. Trust is not to be held carelessly. Honesty is my only excuse. Happiness is not solely in one other person. Happiness is not trusted. Happiness is not as difficult as we make it. Lives are not disposable. Attachment isn't necessarily dangerous. Kindness is not a sign of weakness. Joy is not to be disparaged or mocked or quelled. Others' feelings are not just inconvenient. My feelings are not collateral. Loved ones aren't fucking property. Affection is not a commodity. God is not interested. Honor is not just for thieves. Friendship is not just a means to an end. Kisses are never just kisses. Shared moments are not forgotten.
You don't know the power of a
deadpan.
Who is this Jack Mangan? Friendly advice, Jack Mangan. If a call about sandwich you receive is healthy, you should to just ignore. Dos vidanya.
Why, sure, climb into my spoon. It's time for greasy comments. Where we choose comments, and I replace the word comments with nipples. And yes, we're going to read some random nipples. First, Retro says, wouldn't that chafe? The Smarty Hotties says, well, we've become tired of such slavery to watches and time. Dre says, : we have evolved into Time Lords. Star Evil Music Star. Third comment of the week. Alvi says, this may be the worst Sun Metal Mania has ever played. I've been branded, ellipsis dot. And actually, unofficially, Addy and Boulder follows up with, Bran is good for you. Ah, fuck it. Let's do one more. Ah, it was a good one. Ed from Texas says, what was that about porkin? And alright, I have to read one more bonus one. Leanne 2.0 is everywhere says, Jack says it's now time for postcoital pie. Jack just said the word dollop. Leanne looked at him funny. Jack says, should I have said load? Okay, I'll stop.
Thomas from Flagstaff with, if I woke up one morning with my memory gone, I'd pick out some clothes and I'd put them on. And I'd walk down the street and find a cafe. I'd order a Guinness and I'd sit there all day. Then some kids would come in and start a fuss about how great their weekend in New Orleans was. Then I'd look down and smile like their tail was my own. And I'd be drowning in memories. And then I would know how it used to be in summers so many years ago, when we really didn't worry, nor cared enough, where we would be, or how old we'd grown. I'd open my eyes, and I'd know I was home. Where my friends are, even when I'm not. I wish you were here. Then it would rain, like it sometimes does. If we were bored, it wouldn't bother us. We'd just get in the car and drive through the night. Get lost in East Texas, well, Arizona. But no one would mind. Because we'd find our way home, like we always do. Funny how time flies in your youth. But with darkness approaching, we'll all grow close. In a place we'll call heaven. But for now, we'll just call it home. Where my friends are. Even when I'm not. I wish you were here. I'll see you. At home. Home by Deep Blue Something.
Lies are not harmless, unless the victim would forgive. Love and war are not parallels. All is not fair. The London Underground is not a political movement. You are not going to break me. Enlightenment isn't necessarily some lofty metaphysical concept. Connection isn't supernatural. Partners are not conquests. Respect is not present here. Apologies are not band-aids. I do not want this. Money is neither as important nor as trivial as you think it is. Sex does not mean the same thing to you that it means to me. 200 years from today, you will not be here. War is not the answer. Love is not to be entered lightly. Love is not safe. Love is secure. Love is respect. Love is safe. Relationships are not supposed to be damaging. Compromise is not a trap. I'm getting close to my threshold. Friends are not pawns. Secrets are never kept. Can promises ever be kept? What you want is not always what you want. What you need is not always what you need. What you want is not always what you need. What you need is not always what you need. The obvious truth is not always obvious.
Got plans November 3rd? Are your listeners interested in technology? Do they have unusual hobbies they'd like to learn more about or passions they would like to share with others? Well, come to PodCamp AZ to learn more about how to listen to podcasts and how to produce your own shows. There are millions of people who are ready to learn more about podcasts. Such as, what is a podcast? Are podcasts really free? Are there podcasts about sports, knitting, politics? Can I produce my own podcast? Can I make a living podcasting? All those questions and more will be answered Saturday, November 3rd at PodCamp AZ. Your listeners will be intrigued by the amazing amount of information available via podcasts and the fun opportunity to get involved in podcasting as a hobby or as a more serious business venture. Spread the word about this local November 3rd event, PodCamp AZ. Visit podcampaz.org for more information and see how you can get involved with the very first PodCamp in Arizona. See you November 3rd.
I need you to listen, Jack. I don't have much time, Jack. You have to let them know. You have to tell all of them, Jack. Sunchips and a medium Dr. Pepper. Jack, they were in the combo, Jack. They were in there the whole time.
And we can only pray that Justa Joe will be okay. However, it may help Justa Joe because he is this week's Greasy Jelly Bean winner. The official tally was 839, and he had predicted 969. The other two predictions were for 672 and 645. So congratulations, Joe. I'll buy you a sandwich. But just not a combo, I guess. So if the congregation will please be seated, let us outro babble. This Saturday I will be at PodCamp AZ. I'm giving a talk about why community matters in new media. And I'm also going to do a music set. So I suppose I ought to, rehearse. I don't know when, but I guess at some point I should. So if you're going to be there, then I look forward to seeing you. And if not, then I will catch up with you either in the way that we always get caught up, or in Deadpan number 82, 2 weeks from now. That's right, 2 weeks from now. That's the announcement. As John Bowes, a.k.a. Paul Mackey, put it, I'm going by. Deadpan will become a bi-weekly podcast. Henceforth. And I do apologize, but you know what? I think it's going to be better for the show. It's going to be better for the content. And it's going to be better for me. And for you. And for the people who matter in my life. It's semi-public knowledge that there are people in my life who have a sort of a trouble agenda because they hate freedom and they hate the environment, I guess. Regardless of that, I need to reclaim some of my time. As much as I love Deadpan, as much as it pains me to reduce the schedule and the output, I need to reclaim some of my time. I've met Scott Sigler in person twice this year, and both times he got on my case. And rightfully so, but got on my case for No Spherical Tomy 2 coming out. I need time to get all this stuff done. However, for those of you in the community will continue to roll, and, the community will always decide how things go, but I'm not going to change a thing. Every Wednesday-ish, there will be a new blog post at jackmangan.com, so the conversation can continue exactly as it is. The Greasy Jellybean game will not change at all. We'll just handle it in the episodes every 2 weeks. But no, the conversation can still reboot itself, so to speak, on a weekly basis. And just a little bit of a spoiler, I predict that there will be plenty of non-episode releases on non-episode weeks, so you may still find something in your iPod or iPod catcher. Podcatcher. Podcatching client. Yeah. So your feedback and content and ideas are certainly welcome. You can call in the voicemail. I always love getting the voicemails. 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664, or just email me, sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or jack@jackmangan.com will also work. Or hire a Skywriter plane and have them write your message in the sky over Phoenix. Actually, stick to the electronic stuff. So other news, I am sort of the lead role in Indiana Jim's Thesis of Fantasy, which was just released today. Check him out at thingsarelookingup.com. It's Indiana Jim. I'll get the URL right in the show notes, and apologies, Indiana Jim. I could just go back and edit this, but I'm beyond that point at this point. And finally, since this is true babble, I'm going to bring it back to Deadpan. Something I want to do again, which actually the Deadpan ambassador, Amy Bowen, brought up when I ran into her at the PNMEQ27PI in Ontario, was how much fun the Zardozapalooza episode had been. And I know that other people have brought it up. I know Retro brings up that from time to time, so I'm thinking, let's do this again. Let's find something, let's focus on it, and let's dedicate an upcoming Deadpan episode to it. Now, I'm open for some suggestions. I know that someone suggested Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. I don't think that'll be what we do, but, I'm open for suggestions. But here are my recommendations. I'll throw out three. We don't have to do any one of these three, but just some ideas. First, we can do Pink Floyd The Wall. There's a double album and a full movie. Now, if you're not familiar with it, then that's a lot of stuff you'd have to go out and get. But certainly it's very rich material. There's a lot to cover. I'm guessing that Ditto might agree. There's also a movie we've probably all seen and probably have all loved at some point in our lives, even though it's a little bit dated in the year 2007. There's always Repo Man, the classic 80s kind of punk movie. And my third suggestion is one that probably only I have seen. Not a lot going on to interpret and discuss, but there is something to it. And that was a recent movie. It's a Japanese movie with subtitles called The Twilight Samurai. Yeah, so IMDb for it. Excellent movie, actually, even if we don't cover it for Deadpan. So there you go, there's food for thought. Alright, well, I thank you for being with me through 81 episodes, and I hope you'll continue to stick with me and be patient and be part of the community, because this community that just gathers here and congregates and talks and just shares laughs and alphabet games and ideas and links and jokes. It's just a great bunch of people. And I don't know, I'm proud to be a part of it.
And I'm going to leave you with another song recorded live at Balticon, and this is one I've played out a few times. It's an original of mine. It's called Black and White Sunset, and I like it, but whenever I play it live, I feel like I lose the entire audience. So you probably won't hear it if you see me do music at PodCamp on Saturday. Still, I like it. Hopefully you will too. If not, then eat a dick. No, I'm just kidding. You're entitled to your opinion. Motherfucker. So, I'm out. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
All right, I'm sorry. This is an original. It's not that good.
You ignorant simp.